It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. An Illinois judge has ruled against closing seven state facilities, including two prisons. Governor Pat Quinn plans to appeal that decision. Illinois Public Radio's Tony Arnold has this report.
The judge's ruling halts Governor Quinn's plan to close some prisons and halfway homes to save money. Henry Baer is the head of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the union that represents prison workers, and sued to keep the facilities open.
We think it's high time for the governor to stop wasting taxpayer money on these lawsuits and arbitrations. Instead, he should be using those monies to make sure that our prisons and communities are safe.
Baer says the closures would put more demands on the overcrowded prison system. Meantime, a spokesman for Governor Quinn says it costs the state $7 million a month to keep those facilities open, and they're not being used to their full capacity. I'm Tony Arnold.
Illinois' new legislative district map has more districts sharing Vermillion County this year than during the past decade, and candidates in all of those legislative races are invited to speak at two candidate forums scheduled for this evening and next Thursday in Danville. Mike Hulvey of event co-sponsor Newhoff Communications says so far they've received confirmations for tonight from State Representative Chad Hayes and his Democratic challenger Michael Langendorf, and State Senator Mike Frericks and his GOP rival John Bampanek. Hulvey says the topic of tonight's forum is appropriate considering the location.
As the event is being hosted at the Vermillion County Farm Bureau office in Danville, the primary focus tonight is on rural issues, it's on agriculture, and I fully expect us to touch on issues related to the state budget.
Tonight's forum starts at 7. Hulvey says the second forum will be held next Thursday at 7 at Danville's Village Mall. At that time, the focus will be on the economy and economic development, the state budget, and education. The public's invited to attend both forums, which will also air on Danville's WDAN radio and be streamed and archived at vermillioncountyfirst.com. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is hitting the campaign trail for his friend and former boss, President Barack Obama. The mayor says individual organizations have asked him to campaign in other states, though his staff could not immediately confirm the times and places. Mayor Emanuel served as President Obama's chief of staff before he ran for mayor. He was a national co-chairman of the president's reelection campaign until early September, when he stepped down from that role to help raise money for Priorities USA Action, a pro-Obama super PAC. An Indiana Supreme Court justice who wrote a ruling that set off a political uproar faces a rare challenge. Justice Stephen David must pass a retention vote in the November 6th election to keep his place on the state's highest court. Tea Party activists are urging voters to oust him because of a 2011 decision David wrote ruling residents did not have the right to resist police officers who illegally enter their homes. Critics say the 3-2 decision violated citizens' longstanding right to defend their homes. Legislators approved a new law this year aimed at negating the ruling, but the critics are waging an uphill battle. Not a single justice has been removed from the court since 1970. If David wins, he will not face another retention vote for 10 years. 4 years ago, Illinois set a voter registration record. Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky reports on the latest totals heading into this election following yesterday's deadline.
The Illinois State Board of Elections, Becky Glazer, says her records go back to 1962.
The historic high for a general election was in 2008 with 7,789,500.
Or put it this way, nearly 8 million residents of President Barack Obama's home state were registered to vote in the last presidential election. Now, as Obama faces re-election against Republican Mitt Romney, it's with 443,000 fewer registered Illinois voters. Glazer says the Board of Elections doesn't concern itself with what's behind the dip, but she says the number could still go up some. Mailed registrations will trail in, and there's also grace period registration. Voters with a valid ID have until a few days before the election to register, though they have to be prepared to cast their ballot at the same time. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The union representing teachers in the Catlin School District holds an informational picket tonight during the school board's meeting. Union members have been negotiating with school officials on a new contract since the old one expired in July. Catlin Faculty Organization President Leslie Hoffman says one of the sticking points keeping the two sides from reaching agreement is more competitive salaries to retain and recruit teachers.
Well, our salary structure definitely doesn't speak to a living wage in our county at all. We are the lowest paid teachers in Vermillion County, and at the same time, we consistently post the highest ACT composite scores in the county.
Catlin Superintendent Gary Lewis says he's hopeful the two sides will reach agreement, but maintains education funding in Catlin has taken a hit, largely because of shortages in state support. For this year, Lewis projects about a $550,000 deficit in his district's education funding. The union and the school district have requested a federal mediator to help move negotiations forward. State police are investigating the crash of a pickup truck on I-74 near Mahomet that killed a Danville man. Authorities say 51-year-old Kirk Melton was killed Wednesday afternoon. Yeah, it was yesterday. Police say Melton's westbound truck left the road and struck a tree. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. The Champaign County Coroner's Office had scheduled an autopsy for today. WCIA-TV meteorologist Robert Reese has died. According to the station's website, he passed away Tuesday after a long battle with cancer and a recent bout of pneumonia. Reese grew up in Arcola, Illinois. He began working for WCIA in 1998. He was the station's chief meteorologist for nearly 4 years. Former WILL meteorologist Ed Kieser says Reese was a people person and that his job was perfect for him. Kieser added he was amazed by how, even with all the major health struggles he faced, Reese always put other people first. Robert Reese is survived by his wife, 4 children, and 2 grandchildren. He was 50 years old. The Indiana State Fair is preparing to open the books on whether this year's fair rebounded from the financial hit the event took after last year's deadly stage collapse. The State Fair Commission and the State Fair Board hold a joint meeting today to release their 2012 revenue report. Illinois has been awarded federal money to improve the tree canopy and forest cover in the Great Lakes region. The U.S. Forest Service says the investments aim to improve water quality. The grants totaling nearly $3 million are being shared with several Midwest states involved in a Great Lakes restoration initiative. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals are in Washington this afternoon, hoping to wrap up their best-of-five series with the Nationals. The Cards have won 2 of the first 3 games, and the defending world champs are trying for a win to avoid having to play a decisive Game 5 tomorrow night. So far in the series, St. Louis has outscored the Nationals 22-7. Kyle Loesch is slated to start today for St. Louis. Washington will hand the ball to Ross Detweiler. First pitch today is at 3:05. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.